here. Listen to me every week.
Nancy Pelosi's theme song. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. On the line with us now, we have two of my favorite people, Representative Eric Smith and Nick Reinecker. Gentlemen, how are you this evening?
Doing well, John. How are you doing, sir?
Fine, thank you.
Good evening, John. Thanks for having us on, sir.
No, my pleasure. So I'll give the listeners a little bit of kind of an intro. Eric is from House District 76. You also serve in Coffee County as a law enforcement officer, sheriff, and you've been doing that for over 15 years, from what I understand. Nick, I know you're from Inman. You're a longtime, I believe, libertarian. Advocate, I know you've been an activist. You've been very active in politics for years. Yeah, I cannot tell you how many times I've seen you up in the Capitol advocating for a couple of different causes. So when, you know, I've had the conversation with folks on Facebook and email and a few callers, they've talked about marijuana and, you know, this is going to be an issue that's probably going to come up this session. I thought, you know, I can debate folks and I can have, but I want to have couple of guys on who can talk about this issue from both sides of it and really just have a good three-way kind of a debate with somebody who's pro and somebody who can give the con and just kind of lay it out there. So, you know, let's start with, give me a gist, and I don't know, whoever wants to kind of give me the first, but Eric, maybe you can start us off here. The current bill before the legislature, I mean, what's the basically, and I can recall the one that we've looked at the last session, but what are we looking at currently with the bill that has been considered and will probably come back this session for consideration?
Well, thank you, John. I do appreciate having a chance to come in here and talk to you and talk to the folks out there in Kansas about this issue. Tell you the truth, John, I haven't looked specifically at this year's bill. I'm not certain where they're going to come from. I know last session, what you spoke of, dealt with safe access, I think is what they called it. It was a medical only, and that got voted down, narrowly voted down. Tried to tag it on as a piece of legislation onto another piece of legislation, so that didn't work out. This year, I think they'll probably try a different course. And you know what I'd like to see, I hope to see, is some good, solid discussion, and not just debate, but discussion about the actualities. What's happening out there? You know, the great thing about it, John, is we're not going to be the guinea pigs on this. We have case studies out there to look at. We have other states, and I think we need to do that.
Well, and one thing that we need to make sure everybody understands, two things. First off, we're not talking about industrial hemp. We've already passed that. In fact, now that the federal government has cleared the field on that, we'll be able to expand on that. But industrial hemp, it's a different deal. CBD oils with no THC has now been cleared. So those two things can be set aside. On the flip side, Eric, you know, we're not talking about your granddaddy's marijuana either. I mean, we're not talking about Willie Nelson's. I mean, the marijuana now. And tell me if I'm wrong here, Nick, but, you know, the stuff that they're chemically producing now is of a higher intensity, a higher potency than anything they've been able to produce because of the way they're chemically enhancing this, correct?
I think, well, first of all, John, thank you for allowing us to come on.
Of course.
I am a lifelong Republican. I am attached and I espouse the Republican Party platform to the T. I ran against Roger Marshall as the conservative option who would have never voted for the omnibus bill nor the farm bill as it stood this last time. However, since we are talking about agriculture, which is 50% of what Kansas kind of is involved with, there were Mai Tai sticks back in the 60s, and I think they had a, you know, a higher level of THC in the cannabis. Now, KBI has testified in multiple hearings that law enforcement cannot tell the difference between low THC cannabis, which people are calling that hemp, versus higher THC cannabis, which people call marijuana. And so I think that's where we're having some issue of whether or not it's kind of a different plant, because necessarily law enforcement can't tell the difference between those two. And so the quantitative and qualitative analysis is where we're having the issue of whether it can be done in Kansas. The problem with the CBD oil only is the fact that our Kansas farmers aren't being allowed to grow it as it were, whether it has 0.3% THC or whatever the case may be. And so there can't be processing and manufacturing going on in Kansas, and they have to rely on mobile processors and other things like that as we get going along with this Alternative Crop Act that's kind of a bureaucratic act itself. Now, you're right, the Holscher Amendment very narrowly did not pass last session for, I think, the Safe Access Act, as it were. But I told Chris Kobach, Secretary of State Kobach, about a week and a half, you were in McPherson, and I remember we were praying for him, and I told him, I said, I handed him a cigar and some hot tamales because campaign finance donations from Wichita Tobacco and Candy. I said, if you lose on your tax issue or your Medicaid expansion or transgender or anything like that, I can support that. But if you lose because of a freedom issue that you yourself think is unconstitutional, then you actually deserve it. And what you saw was the frustrated Republicans, the Jeff Caldwells, and all these others that this was a major issue for them. And so I really think, in my opinion, this was the issue that pushed the governorship out of the Republican hands.
I don't know.
Can I interject?
Yeah, I mean, I please do. I think at 8%, I think it was more than just marijuana. But yeah, please do, Eric.
Well, one of the things I want to clarify, you asked specifically about the comparison of marijuana that was commonly used by most people, not Mai Tai sticks, but was commonly used by folks out during the 60s and 70s. And the THC content of that, if you'll think about it, what Nick just referred to as a 0.3% hemp. Back in that time, your marijuana was somewhere between 8 and 12% THC. Now your average marijuana to be valuable at all on the market is 20% in that neighborhood. And there are edibles out there that are much over 75% in potency. This is an incredibly important issue that people need to understand. This point is very important. There are studies out there that are showing how this can be very detrimental, not only to our young people, but also to those who are using it chronically. And these things are things that we have to look at. We have to look at the whole picture. And however it pans out politically, we have to see what it's doing to states as a whole. Forget the politics. What is it doing to our social programs? What is it doing to our revenues, to our resources? And that is the big picture we have to focus on. And people just frankly don't feel like they have the time to look at it all. And I think they're inundated by the money that's being pushed through the media to get this passed.
Well, and I think, there's an argument on both sides, but I agree with that the time hasn't been put into it. The bigger issue that I've also seen on this is there's a lot of misinformation out there. So many people think that legalizing marijuana is the fix. We'll solve everything. Oh, if you legalize marijuana, there'll be so much revenue. We'll be able to fund our schools and restore KDOT, and we'll be able to fund CAPERS, and everything will be roses and buttercups and butterflies and unicorns. And consistently, time and time again, you see the states that have done it. Sure, there's an economic windfall at first, but 2, 3, 4 years down the line, that's when they start seeing, oh, goodness, what, you know, that was the, now the ramifications come in. And even Colorado, many state legislators that voted for it are now saying, maybe we should have thought about this. Why? The drug use, the worker productivity numbers, the unemployment rates that have come up, the drug, how it turns into a gateway to higher use of other drugs. There's just so many other unintended consequences. That's what concerns me. And it's not just the money.
Here at the, my wife and I run a little cafe in Inman, Kansas. And I tell the Hutch Correctional Facility people when they come up, I tell them that our pie, that's what we consider our contraband. Our pie is made with sugar and other chemicals that activate the FODSB expression that have to do with euphoria and other things like that. But and it also causes, you know, eating too much of it, it causes diabetes and everything like that. But you don't see anybody saying we want to put schedule, you know, pie on Schedule One substance, nor is anybody saying that we're going to try to take put tobacco or alcohol on the Controlled Substances Act. But focusing just on this one plant that has non-FDA evaluated therapeutic uses, food, fiber, and fuel uses, and then, you know, we've been doing this for the last 3 or 4 years that I've been involved, so we could have had 3 or 4 years of research instead of informational hearings. We could have had, you know, things going on that would have maybe eliminated some of these fears and concerns that law enforcement has around some of these issues.
That is true. That is true. We got a break here. Hold up. When we come back, we're going to come back from the break. I do want to talk about that, because the one thing we have left out of this conversation is it is still a Schedule One narcotic. Anything we do, would it not be a violation of federal law? When we get back, we'll continue this debate. The phone lines are open. 316-869-1330.
KNSS. Plans are now underway for the 2019... 2019-